The Council of Europe's European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance has again warned that anti-Roma discrimination is on the rise. What is the scale of the problem in Europe now?
Anti-Gypsyism is quite high in many of the Council of Europe member states. And we can see particularly that on local level, there are a lot of disputes lately between the majority and the minority communities. And we see that the majority do not welcome the Roma community because they're afraid of, because of the many of the stereotypes and prejudices that they have toward the community. So basically what the new recommendations are doing, they're just urging the government and reminding them once again that Roma are equal citizens as the other, and therefore they should have the same rights and responsibilities as the other citizens.
How do you break down the fear that exists on both sides towards the other?
Well, what we have been saying in the past, and we firmly believe that this is the right approach, is to have a dialogue between the two communities. Most of the time, there is really a lack of dialogue between these communities. So they're not able to sit together, they're not able to discuss the issue, they're not able to find out a solution that would be actually good for both sides. Most of the times, the majority tend to just say, well, Roma are not doing this or that, they're dirty, they don't have enough money, they don't contribute to the society, and so on and so forth. But somehow, no one thought that by accepting this community, inviting it to the discussion, this would be the first way to recognize them, that they exist, they are here, and they are equal as we are. So if you do not try to involve me in the society, then I would not try to contribute to this society, because I will feel that I'm rejected, and I will feel that that majority think that I'm not capable of doing anything, and that actually I'm useless.
Robert, the Council of Europe will bring local government representatives and experts to Strasbourg for a discussion on Roma issues this week. Do you identify local government as the key to improving the social and economic position of Roma people, or do you think the solution lies elsewhere?
Well, we have to approach this issue in two directions. One of the direction is the local government, and then the other direction is the government of a certain country. Local authorities are very important, not only for the Roma community, but in general for the development of each and every community in the Council of Europe member states. We welcome this meeting, and I think it is an excellent opportunity once again to emphasize that Roma are living in a very bad conditions, and that the minimum human rights standards have not been implemented in the community. However, I think that we should also move on, so not just be stuck in what is the current situation, because I think that more or less all of us are aware that the situation is quite difficult. What we should try to do is once again to put our efforts and say that we are committed. But not only with words, we should see political commitment, we should be involved, we should see involvement from the mayors and from the majority in finding the solution.
So what do you hope will be the outcome of this summit of mayors?
Well, I do hope that there will be a lot of action proposed and implemented by the mayors after this summit, because as I said, this is a very good opportunity for exchange of experience. And since the European Roma Justice Forum, as a representative of the Roma community, is invited to participate at this meeting, they can also hear the Roma voice, they can hear the Roma concerns, and also a possible solution how the problems can be overcome.